The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, choir. The Lord bless you. Can you please appreciate the choir and the instrumentalists? The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the second service. In the first service, we look at Family Success Banquet, part 1. So we are looking at part 2 in this second service. Family Success Banquet. Family Success Banquet. The family and the success of family is very important to God. God takes the issue of family very important. And therefore, because family is important to God, God sees to it that family are successful. It is the devil that destroys families. God builds family. It is why he gave us his word. Praise the Lord. So that we will know his mind concerning families. God is the one that instituted a family. And Pastor Mosebi said it, even when Jesus came, because the first family was destroyed, Jesus came. And the first miracle that was recorded of Jesus, he performed it in the family. Praise the Lord. That's to tell us that God, you know, the family was about to, it's a new family. Can you imagine a new family that's about to be set up? It's about to be disgraced. It's about to be embarrassed. And Jesus stepped in. And then instead of them to be embarrassed, they were glorified. Your family will not be embarrassed in the name of Jesus. Your family shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. So what is family success? For some of us who are not in the first service, family success is the progressive attainment of family predetermined goal and objective. Family success is the progressive attainment of family predetermined goal and objective. So there is a predetermined goal, objective, or purpose for families. And then the achievement of those predetermined goal or purpose or objective is what we call a success. I know there are many definitions of success. I know success means many things to many people. But you see, in God's opinion, when you look at success through the lens of God, you discover that some of the definitions of success you have is not true. It is why the only time the Bible mentions success in the Bible, it used adjective to qualify. It said good success. Good success. And if there is good or success, then there is bad success. Your family will achieve good success in the name of Jesus. So God has a predetermined goal or objective or purpose for family. Also, family success is the realization of God's plan for the family. When a family is achieving this, therefore, the family is a success. No matter the financial status of the family, no matter the economic status of the family, no matter, you know, the level academically of the family or the size of the family, what is important to God is these predetermined goals. Are you achieving it? And if you want to know, you know, God made us to understand when he was creating man in Genesis chapter 1, if you read from verse 26 to 27, God made it so clear to us the reason why he, you know, is creating a family. He said, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Can you see? He said, make man in our own image and in our own likeness. In our own image and in our own likeness. And say, and let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over the fowl, over the ears and over the cattle and over all the earth and over all every crippled things that crippled upon the earth. Then verse 27. So God created man in his own image. Can you see now? He created in his own image. In the image of God created him. He created him. Can you see? He created in his own image. You can see the world coming again. and female, and male and female created he them. So the male and the female, this is the first male and this is the fourth female that comes together as a family. I know that in our world, the concept of family or marriage has been distorted. But see, according to God's pattern, there can be no family without a man and a woman. God does not recognize a man and a man as a family. God does not recognize a woman and a woman as a family. As far as God is concerned, a family starts from a man and a woman, because the Bible says a man shall leave his father's and do what? Cleave to his wife. And that wife is a woman, not man. Praise the Lord. So we saw here that the goal of God, the plan of God for marriage is to reflect his image. Because the Bible said that he created them so that they can show forth his glory, his image, in his own image. Okay, so as far as family, yourself, your wife, your husband, and your children, the more you are becoming like him, the more you are reflecting his glory, the more you are achieving that purpose that God has created family to be. God's purpose for family is for us to model and display God's glory to all creation. To display God's glory, to showcase God's glory, that when others look at you, they say, yes, this is a Christian home, this is a Christian family, this is a Christian family. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. You know, this is the testimony of our father in faith, Abraham. If you look at Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2. Isaiah 51, verse 2. He said, look unto Abraham your father. Look at it. This is God's testimony about a man who was successful as his family. He said, looking unto Abraham and unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Praise the Lord. He said, look unto you. God is making Abraham a reference point. Say, look at him, because this is a perfect man who have, you know, achieved my plan as far as family context is concerned. So God wants us to he wants us to reflect his glory, our family to reflect his glory, to display his glory. And that will be our portion in the name of Jesus. This is the plans of God. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thought that I have towards you. The thought is not of evil, but of good. To show you an expected end, which is your future. So we are looking as we continue in the enemies of family. Enemies of family success. There are some enemies of family success. There are some enemies that hinder the success of family. We look at part of them in the first service. So this second service, we are looking at the rest. Number one is dissociation from God, or disassociation from God. One of the enemies of family, things that hinder success of family, is when a family dissociates themselves from God. When they depart from God, the success of that family cannot be achieved. You see, they can be successful in business, in career, in whatever, but you see, like I said, in God's perspective, some of the things we call success is not success. Some of the things we see as success is not success. And you see, I think enough is enough for us to see material things as success. Because see, I think some are mixing it in this line. Like, if you want to, you know, in the world, if you want to tell you how successful you are, you begin to list out your net worth. Say, this is what you're worth. And to me, I think that's an embarrassment for the child of God. For somebody to size you, look at the cars you have, look at the houses you have, look at everything, and I say, you're worth so millions of dollars. I think it's an embarrassment to God's creation. Ask me why. The reason is because it's okay for them who are in the world, but for us who are in the kingdom, is an embarrassment. Because see, how can you? Okay, tell me, what price do you want to place on the blood of Jesus? And that blood is what redeemed you. And the Bible says we are joint heir with Christ. So before I can allow or accept the words you are giving me as my own net worth or my own whatever you want to call it, go and evaluate Jesus. Go and evaluate God. Come and tell me. If I approve it, then I will say, okay, yeah, I want that. But if you cannot give me the one I will agree with, then you cannot estimate me. I'm saying that enough is enough for the world to keep telling us how we should live our life in this kingdom. Enough is enough for the world to be giving us an image to try to make us to fit in into the image they created rather than what God has created. So those who are in the world can be successful according to their own definitions without God. But you see, in this kingdom, you cannot be successful as a person and as a family without God. Because John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus made a very bold statement, and it's very, very relevant to us. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Can you see now? Look at what I was saying. Look at this. He said, I am the vine, I'm the branches. You cannot separate the branch from the branches except the branch is cut off from the vine. So don't evaluate the branch. If you want to evaluate it, evaluate the vine. So if you cannot evaluate Jesus, you can't evaluate me. Let me have that scripture again. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth what? Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. See how important our Lord Jesus Christ is to us and to family. You see, the truth of the matter is that you can't be a Christian without Jesus. There is no Christianity without Jesus. Remove Jesus from Christianity, then you have religion. And I think that is what the world is trying to push to us. There can be no Christian without Jesus. So Jesus is saying here that without me you can do nothing. You cannot do anything as a family and be termed a success. Why? Because God himself is the one that created the family. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4, the Bible made us to understand that every house is built by some man. But he that built all things is what? Is God. So God is the one that built the home. God is the one that, even if you are wise, the Lord help you in building your home as a woman. The Lord help you in building your home as a man. The continuous and deliberate connection of a family to God help the family to succeed. Inasmuch as you stay connected with him, you will ever be successful. Don't allow anything in this world to take the place of God. Not even your job. Not even your pursuit in life. Not your career. Not allow anything to take the place of God in your life. Anything that is trying to force God out of your life, out of your family, is actually leading you to destruction. Because we are designed to come to him, and we must do that. We are connected to him. If you are a Christian, you are connected to the vine. So you cannot live separately. You can't live separately from him. We saw the story of Anna. Anna was a woman who was troubled in her home because the woman who happened to be the second wife was troubling her. She has no child. You know the story very well in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And this issue, one way or the other, affected her husband. So in the family, there was a trouble. There was a tension. I don't know the trouble in your home. I don't know the tension in your home. But I want to pray that Lord, that answer Anna, will answer you today in the name of Jesus. And he will put an end to every troubles in your families in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel 1 verse 19, we saw how God, solved the issue. He said, and they rose up in the morning, early, and worshipped before the Lord, and returned, and came to their houses to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, his wife, and the Lord remember her. The Lord will remember you in the name of Jesus. So we saw there that they do not allow what they are passing through as a family to prevent them from worshiping the true God. The God that saved you, the Lord that you have, is the true God. And it's God that answers prayers. So it's Him that will all come and must stay with Him forever. Nothing in this world should separate you from God. Don't allow small problems to drive you far away from God. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. Learn to follow Him all the way. No matter if it costs you, even if you want to lose anything in life, let it not be God. A great man of God, he said, take everything away from me, just give me my Bible. Say, I'm okay. Take everything away from me, just give me my Bible. Because you know that in the Bible, I can have fellowship with my God. This is very important. Don't disconnect from God. Let us stay connected with God forever. Number two, hindrances or enemies of family success is lack of instruction or correction. Instructions or correction. If instruction or correction is lacking in the home, therefore that family is actually living separately. And this correction is going to be in line with the word of God. Because I'm aware of some parents who forces their children to do things that is contrary to the will of God. There is a saying that says charity begins at home. And I think that is very, very correct. Because in the home, life is there can't be nations without family. It's the family that make up nations. So in the home, if all the people in this world are well trained according to God's pattern in their respective family, you can imagine how beautiful our world will be. But you see, the devil understands it, and that is why he's attacking families. That's why he's attacking families, because he knows that if he can destroy family, he can destroy a whole nation. Everybody comes from a family. I know that there are different types of family. There are organized family, there are disorganized family. But you see, it does not matter what type of family you come from. What really matters is you. What kind of family are you going to build? What kind of family are you going to build? And you have to be deliberate and go into the Word of God and build your family on the Word of God. So, to do that, we must introduce corrections and instructions according to the Word of God in our family. Brother, this is very, very important. Corrections and instructions. As a husband, you should be able to correct your wife and correct your children. Instruct them on what to do. This is what to do. This is not what to do. And as a wife, you should be able to accept a correction. As a wife, you should be able to adhere to the instructions. And the same goes to the wife. The wife should also be able to correct the husband, because if you are doing something wrong, the wife will, because you are one. Your wife is the one in the best positions to correct you if you are doing something wrong. Yes? Because it says you are one. If you are doing something wrong, or you are about to do something wrong, your wife will be able to call your attention. Say, no. Don't get to a level whereby your wife will not be able to talk to you. That's the beginning of destructions. That your wife will not be able to even talk to you. It's like, I want to talk to Pharaoh. And as children, we should be able to take corrections from our parents and be instructed on what to do. This is very important, because you see, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, look at what the Bible says. It says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12, it says, for whom the Lord loveth, he corrected, even as the father the son in whom he delighted. Can you see? Yoruba has a proverb, they say, omo ma pa mi, omo ma pa mi. To ba ti di omo ma pa re, that means that you are O-Y-O. You are on your own. At least you have turned everything upside down. So, and the Bible says that God correct those he loves. Just like our Father also correct us because of love. So when you are corrected, it's actually because of love. It's actually because of love. There are many people who are doing bad things everywhere and nobody is correcting them, nobody is speaking to them. I want somebody to talk to you, to take time. You should even go and appreciate God. Say, I thank you for even sending somebody to me to tell me this. When I was more younger, very, very more younger, our family is people love to come around. Maybe because my dad is a pastor, but we have many people coming around. So, they will hear some asleep. And we have a boy that was living with us. And by the time he was, full of age and about to leave, the guy would not want to leave. And he was crying, So I drove him to his parents' house because he actually went there and came back again like two or three times. So I said, okay, the mother now called me that I'm the one to be in prayer for Jesus to talk to him because, the guy liked me and I think I like him very well. So I was like, I just tried to explain to him in the language he will understand. So I drove him home. And the guy continued to cry again and continued to cry again. And the boy uttered a statement. And when he uttered a statement, he said, he liked our family was because he has a mouth. And that sometimes when he talked to me, I listened to him. At that time, the guy should be like 13 years old. He was with us since, I think, around 4 years or so. And I was like, 13 years. So this guy is able to know that, I can offer advice. And when somebody take my advice, it's something that is of great importance to me. You never can tell, brother and sister, if God can speak through the mouth of in woman, through a horse, how much more human being? And when God wants to speak to us, is someone. So God can use anybody to talk to you. God can use anybody, including your security. He can use anybody to correct you. So you should appreciate God and appreciate the people who are correcting you. Correction in the home is very, very important. Very, very, very important. And that is what the Bible also says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Proverbs 22, verse 15. I love this scripture. It says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. There is a rod of correction. The Bible says, is there? Don't try and question this. This is, you don't need to question it. What the Bible says, you don't have to question it. Just accept it, because if you do your research, if you analyze this, you will come to the point that this is true. The Bible says foolishness is banned, that is plenty in the heart of a child. Foolishness. Do you know what destroyed the fool? What destroyed the fool is their foolishness. Just like what killed the poor is their poverty. And the Bible says this foolishness is. If you have a baby in the house, you correct the child, don't do this, don't go, this is a naked wire, don't go there. After some minutes, the child will go there again. Because why? The foolishness, the Bible says, is banned in their hearts. To drive that away, the Bible says, use the rod of correction. Sometimes you might need to spank them. Sometimes you might need to do, because sometimes don't see them when they are doing wickedness, they know. When they are pinching you, they know that it's haunting you. But in as much as you are enjoying it, you are loving it, they continue to do it. But once you change it for them, they know it's the sense become, praise the Lord. Correction is very important. It's also re-emphasized that in Proverbs 23, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13. It says, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beasted him with the rod, he shall not die. Somebody say, he will not die. So if you have a rod of correction, use it. The Bible says, he will not die. I know this is a sensitive issue. Some people don't like people to beat their children, which I support. But I believe that nobody should beat your child, or nobody to beat your child better than you if the child goes wrong. And when the correction is being done in the home, if it is the father that is correcting the child, please, mother, join your husband to correct the child. Don't let it be that daddy is the only wicked person in the home. And if it's a woman that knows how to discipline better than the man, let her do it. And anytime she do it, support. Even if you don't support everything, sometimes people may go haywire, but at that point, support. Later on, I say, the way you beat that child is too much. It's as if I'm the one you are beating. Praise the Lord. And if a father or a mother, whoever, discipline a child, and the child comes to report to you because he sees you as the good man or the good woman to run to, and say, my daddy beat me. Don't say, don't mind your daddy, don't mind him, or don't mind her. That one might look casual, but I can tell you, it's very, very weighty. The man and the woman should join hands together to correct their children. If you want to come out successful, because see, your children are yours. In fact, they are you. Because the Bible says in Psalm 127, the Bible says that it will speak to the enemy at the gate. So a time will come when you have no sense, these guys, these children will be your voice. When the enemy is coming, they will be the one to speak. They will be the one to defend your interests. So if you have not trained them in the proper way, how will they be able to do it? But I see God helping your home today in the name of Jesus. So let's, number three is walking in disobedience of God's word. Walking in disobedience of God's word. The word is the best and most effective tool for family success. Because this word is a documented plan and strategies for raising a successful family. So, the success of your home as a Christian depends on the context written in this book. You cannot build a successful family without the Word of God. When a family does not live by this rule, by the Word of God, the family runs into trouble. They run into a problem. Disobedience pushes Adam and Eve out of Eden. I know you know that. And also, I know you know that it is disobedience that destroyed the family of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts of Apostles chapter 5. If you begin to read from verse 1, you know that. The word of God should be the first thing you should embrace. And therefore, make it, you know, a pattern in your family. As a man, as a woman, that's why I congratulate every single in the house. That you have enormous opportunity to lay a very good foundation for your family. Build it on the word of God. Build your family on the word of God. Somebody tell me, Pastor, I don't know the word of God so much. Nobody brings it from heaven. People learn it. So you can learn it. And you have the Holy Ghost to teach you. You see, you will not know it, and you will not enjoy the teachings of the Holy Spirit who is in you if you don't constantly read your Bible. Every time you may read a portion and you not understand it today, tomorrow go to it again and pray to God, and again open to the page again and read it. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will give you understanding. And there are many anointed servants of God, there are many teachers that God has anointed to teach you the word. So why don't you locate them? So the word of God is also important. Don't walk in disobedience of the word of God if you want your family to come out successful. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So let's move to friends of family success. What are some friends? What are some things that help our families? We have looked at the enemies of family success. So let's look at friends or family success. Number one is cooperation or support. Cooperation or support. For your family to be successful, you need to support each other unto righteousness. This is very important. Support each other unto righteousness. When somebody is about to do a fraud in the family and you know about it, you are not to join the person. Your own is to over cancel. I say, let us not do this. So you support them in righteousness. Just like, you know, not in righteousness like Ananias and Sapphira. They actually support each other. Because you see, before they left the home, they planned it so well. And they have reached agreement. Okay, this is how we say, this is what we will say. We will say with this. We tell them that this is how much we sold it. So the man came, he lied, and he died. Shortly after the man died and they took his dead body away, the wife came. And the man of God asked him asked her a very straightforward question. As he replied with very straight answer, a predetermined answer. And then two of them destroyed. So let us cooperate. Let us support each other in righteousness. Every member of a family needs support. We need encouragement for all their works, and this will lead to family success. You see, one of the things that piss a man off is when the man is not getting support from his wife. And the man has a project, whether it's a building project or a career or a business or whatever, or want to buy something, an equipment or whatever, and the wife is not supporting, and the guy is trying, say, ah, let's come together, let's, and every time the man wants to, the woman, it pisses the man up, because the man will begin to, you know, the way we think is different. Pastor, once he says something, he said, There are many things going on through a man. There are many things. And that is why sometimes we even forget that our wife needs attention. They need affection. Because many things is many things. And most of those things are, how are we going to settle this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? How are we going to do this? So a lot of calculations is going on. So while the man, you know, battle with everything in the office, now he's going home. So he's going to calculate, okay, well, my children's school fee, my age. So as he's driving, those are some of the thoughts going on. So, have they even eaten at all? The ride is about to finish. So all of this thing is calculated. So by the time he got home, he's still calculating. This thing has not come. And the woman is already at home waiting, oh, I want to receive love. And it is wise to see some men keep quiet. Because some men who are, you know, considerate, we don't want to pour those things onto their wife, because they might not have the right absorber to receive it. So the man keep it to himself sometimes, even though you need to, at least one way or the other, find a way to express it. Praise the Lord. Support is so important for a man. I'm telling you, if a man can get the support of it, the man will achieve extraordinary results. Extraordinary result. And the same thing goes to the man. The man also support the wife. You never can tell what your wife can do. Just support your wife. Let there be an assurance in her heart, deep down, that every time I look behind like this, my husband is there. My husband is there to cheer me up. I'm telling you, you can't imagine what your woman can achieve. So, support. It's so important. Another friend is true love. True love. True love is essential for family success. And that is what the 1 John, you can read it, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. And then verse 16 made us to understand. 1 John 4, verse 7 to 8 and verse 16. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Can you see how important love is? So the family. Love is so important. So Everyone that walks in love walk in God. Everyone that walk in love walk in God. A family where love is exhibited is a family for success. Therefore, we need to love our spouse with passion. With passion. Let your children grow up to understand love from your family. And they can only understand that by looking at you, the parents. Characteristics of true love. Number one characteristics of true love is honesty and transparency. When there is true love in a family, there will be transparency and then there will be honesty. There will be no need to lie. You don't have to lie about your income. This is how much I'm collecting. You don't have to lie about your movement. You don't have to hide your phone. If you are still hiding your phone from your spouse, please change you. And if there is anything on that phone that is making you to hide it, I want to advise you, stop that thing. I remember when I first got married newly, I would always check my phone, always, every day. Sometimes I ask, I say, what are you looking for, say, for this phone? I say, let me just check. I say, okay. So, there is no password, I didn't have anything, so there is... Once I come back, I drop it. And truth be told, I don't even know how to delete some of... It's not part of me to delete messages, because I always want to make references to things. So, sometimes you ask me questions, I will answer. Sometimes you will not ask questions. So, after a while, I discovered that it's not been taking, collecting the phone. It's not been checking. So, I took the phone and I said, you haven't checked my phone. She asked me, I said, collect your phone. There's nothing to check on it. Because, you see, I will not keep something on that phone. Where will it even come from? Where will it come from, safe? If you don't chase cockroach, you will not have cockroach in your cupboard. So, honesty and transparency is very important in the home. Let your spouse know how much you are earning. Maybe that's why she's demanding excessively. If she knows your true income, maybe you have debt somewhere, be open. So that you will not say, maybe you are collecting 300,000 naira. How come before the month ends, you say the money has finished? Tell her, see, I collect loans somewhere. This is what I use the money to, so I'm paying back. Honesty and transparency is very important. Then number two is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Our Heavenly Father, who is our loving Father, forgive us every time we sin against Him. So therefore, every member of the family must learn to forgive each other. Each person who has done wrong must learn to apologize and say, I'm sorry. If you have done something wrong, you have the Holy Ghost in you. If you do something wrong, you know. But once your conscience judges you that this thing you do is wrong, apologize. Say, I'm sorry. See, apologizing for doing something wrong is not a sign of weakness. As a matter of fact, it's a sign of strength. It shows that you are spiritually and you are emotionally healthy. That's something we call emotional intelligence. It shows that you are intelligent emotionally. And it shows that you are spiritually matured. We all know that we make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes we say words and we regret them. So go and apologize. Sometimes we behave in a certain way that is undesirable. Go and apologize. If you are shy to open your mouth and say, sorry, send text now. Send text. Or if you have a grown-up child in the home, send him. Or go on, help me to tell your mom that I'm sorry. Yeah, I've done it before. My dad asked me to my mom, I was sorry, and I did. In fact, you are even teaching the child to how to live. So, learn to forgive. The man has done something very long time ago. You are still holding it in your heart. And you still make reference. You remember on the 23rd of January 2008. You know what you did? It's exactly 2 o'clock that day that you slapped me. You are raising your hand again. You still want to stab me. You remember the exact day. You remember the exact time. Even when the man has said, forgive me, I'm sorry. You still make reference. Hey, your father's house has come again. Let us learn to forgive and learn to forget. That's the joy of living together. That's the joy of living together. After all, you have some friends that you've been keeping for a very long time. And you are still friends. You want to tell me that friend never offended you before? Let us learn to forgive. Then, number 4 is giving. Pastor said a little about this. Giving is a show of love. We need to learn to give to each other. So I will not dwell more time on that, because Pastor has said a lot about this. We need to give. Giving is a show, a proof of love, no matter how small. It might be chewing gum. You never can tell. It might be what she needed at that time. And don't be discouraged if you give your wife or your spouse something and the man did not say thank you, or did not express, you know. You are not doing that because of her. You are doing that because of the love you have for her. And by the way, we are different. Some people, you give them things. Ooh, thank you. This is what I've been waiting for. Whereas you give to someone, oh, thank you. And that doesn't mean that the one that said it casually did not mean thank you. You know, we are brought up differently. That might be the best way to say thank you. And if you think you're expecting some level of excitement and you didn't get it, just pause. After you say, if you know where I go. As I was driving, you hold up was to get you this thing. I expect that you should like I beg so that I can buy you another thing. It's 2 weeks better now. So if you will understand, okay, thank you. She might even give you a hug. Praise the Lord. Lastly, is contentment. If you want to be successful in the home, is you have contentment. The truth of the matter is that you will always find people that are seemingly better than you, or than your spouse, or than your family. You will always see. My pastor has said this time without number. He said, life is in faces and men, and in sizes. In other words, there is a face. The man who is perhaps the family, they have everything. You can call and point out that this is success. They have everything, and your family, you don't seem to have those things. Maybe there was a time they were in your shoe, they were in your face, and suddenly God moved them to a next face. So in the face you are, enjoy it while you are praying to God for a better face. There will be people who are better than you. There will be people who are better than your family. There will be family who are better. Don't envy to the level that you become discontent with your family. So kono lele sha. Or you now open your mouth and say, I regret the day I married you. Please don't say that. Don't say that. You know, it happens in movies. You see them in movies. This is real world. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6, the Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness, be satisfied with what we have now. Be satisfied with what we have. Be satisfied. Maybe you are not okay with your apartment, or you are not okay with the kind of car you are driving, or you are not okay with the structure of your family, or you are not okay with the income, the economy of the family is not that good. At least appreciate. I can tell you there are millions of people who are desirous of your level. Appreciate it and give God all the glory, and then pray for better. You must always be content with what God has given you part time, while trusting God for more. Don't allow sadness at all in your home. The only thing you will allow is peace and happiness, and allow joy to move in your home. And I pray that God Almighty will intervene in your family and change your family to a better level in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a believing amen? Amen. The most important thing is that we achieved the goal, the purpose, and the plan of God for our family. And we do that by showcasing His glory. Let our family be according to the pattern laid down by God, not the world, the one the world is pushing onto you. You know, Pastor Moses said something. I will say something. I remember something. I remember some years ago, you know, well, I used to love Indian movies in those days. So I see them the way they, you know, somebody wants to propose to, you know, a lady or maybe a wife or something, and you see the guy hiding somewhere. So the guy, the lady came out and come with flower. So the guy is dancing. Before you know it, a set of group come from this angle. They join him. They are dancing. Another set comes. Before you know it, everybody in the whole city is dancing and everybody is rejoicing. So I when I come, the first time I come in contact with an Indian man, I ask him, I say, I see people dancing. Say, is this the way they dance in the street of India? The man told me, he said, no, that one is moving. That one is moving. So if you fall in love with the world, brother and sister, that is the world. This is real world. The world is different from the real world. Oh. So don't ever think that the way they ding, 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 is the way you expect your husband. Ah, you can't even dance. You are not romantic. It is well. Please rise on your feet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate it.